KXRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Scaled down Good Friday in Jerusalem, correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Despite ongoing tensions in the Middle East, Christians have marked Good Friday in Jerusalem. Worshippers move slowly down the Via Dolorosa, the cobblestone alley that cuts through the limestone-walled Old City, where tradition says Jesus bore the cross to his crucifixion. The Church of the Holy Sepulchre, as well as other various religious sites, is open to the faithful. Over the past 2 weeks, Friday prayers have passed without violence at the revered Al-Aqsa Mosque, under tight Israeli restrictions. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Also at srnnews.com, a drop in illegal crossings at the border does not mean a drop in illegal immigrants entering the U.S.
Every Senate Democrat voted against an amendment that would prevent taxpayer dollars from being used to pay for illegal immigrant flights into the U.S. According to a union president, many more taxpayer dollars will be used. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration is artificially reducing the number of illegal immigrant encounters at the southern border. Speaking to the New York Post, he said the administration is copying a move that was common during the Obama presidency, flying illegals into the United States so that the border does not look as out of control. The union president called the plan just a bait and switch. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A crane that can lift 1,000 tons now at the site of that collapsed highway bridge in Baltimore as crews prepare to begin clearing wreckage. A second crane that can lift 400 tons arriving later tomorrow. Meanwhile, experts say rebuilding the bridge could take anywhere from 4 to 7 years and cost close to $1 billion. This is SRN News. A new effort to spread the gospel in foreign prisons getting underway.
Officials with Prison Fellowship International and Eastern European Mission say they hope to distribute more than 100,000 Bibles to prisoners and their families all across Eastern Europe this year. EEM will print the Bibles and PFI will get them in the hands of people who participate in their programs in jails across Russia, Hungary, Romania, and other countries. Eastern Europe is seeing spiritual renewal after decades of repression. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal government asking a court to halt California's enforcement of a rule requiring prison guards to be clean-shaven, saying it amounts to religious discrimination. A number of Muslims, Sikhs, and some other Americans wear beards as an expression of their faith, and the California statute would bar them from working in the prisons. The state corrections, though, defending its policy. This is SRN News. U.S. military has finished draining more than 104 million gallons of fuel from an underground tank complex in Hawaii.
That fuel poisoned 6,000 people when it leaked into Pearl Harbor's drinking water in 2021. Joint Task Force Red Hill began defueling the tanks in October after completing months of repairs to an aging network of pipes to prevent the World War II era facility from springing more leaks. The task force handed over responsibility for the tanks to Navy Closure Task Force Red Hill, which will clean up the environment and restore the aquifer underneath. John Scott reporting.
Louis Gossett Jr., the first black man to win a supporting actor Oscar and an Emmy winner for his role in Roots, has died. He was 87. Gossett won the Oscar for his role in An Officer and a Gentleman. More details at srnnews.com.